Your Bibles, please, to the Song of Solomon, your Scofield Bible, page 705, second chapter. We'll be reading verses 1 through 7. First verse is the text verse for this evening's message. We'll read the verses responsively. While you're finding that, I have a driver's license here belonging to Christy Frederick. And Mrs. McKinney will have this in her office. She'll be there for 3 minutes after the service. You can pick it up there. Stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Let's read the seventh verse together. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love till he please. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this evening, for our church. There are many of us here who never tire of coming here. It's always fresh, it's always a blessing, and there's always something here beneficial to our spiritual nature and our general health. We pray that you'd bless now and help in this service to bring about all that thou dost have in mind, not only for the preaching, but for that which is heard. Help everyone to be attentive. Help them to realize the importance of this sermon. It can indeed be life-changing. We pray that you'd help us tonight and bless with thy power in Jesus' name. Amen.
For many years, that song has been voted the most popular of all the gospel songs. And it gives me a little bit of faith in the Christian world when they choose a song like that. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. And I love the song. I love the one who sang it. Tonight's sermon is as much prepared for tonight as any sermon. This is a designer's model. This is an original. This is something that I prepared in the last few days. I feel like our church needs it. I do not want your faith in God to be shaken. It'd be mighty easy for it to happen. For example, I know that there was a round-the-clock prayer vigil for the healing of Steve Staten. I don't want you folks who prayed your head of time in that round-the-clock vigil, I don't want you to doubt him. I don't want you to doubt him. And tonight, this is not a typical Sunday night sermon. This is a sermon prepared for our church at this particular time. I changed my plans for tonight, really, and prepared this message just for tonight. Now, I'm as hot as you are, and I'll be hotter after a while, and I'm not going to fan. You get the idea. I want you to listen to me tonight. I really do. Our church has been shaken more than it has been in over a death in a long time. And I'm not going to talk about the death. I'm going to talk about God. And tonight's sermon has been prepared just for this hour. Our Heavenly Father, I pray tonight you'd help my people to listen carefully as I speak. That's all I ask for right now. Amen. I will not be holding your attention with humor tonight. I enjoy preaching and I enjoy good humor. Oh, I even enjoy bad humor, as you can tell. But I want you to let me talk to you tonight pastorally. My text comes, without your turning to it, from this verse. As a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. The lily was a gorgeous beauty of light, splendor, loveliness, and grace. But its growth, the lily that's talking about here is not the same kind of lily that we have today. The lily is talking about here, its growth was dependent on thorns. It grew among thorns, and those thorns were necessary for its growth. In other words, no thorns, no lily. Nobody likes thorns, but everybody likes lilies. And most of us would rather have lilies or roses, if you please, without the thorns. But you're not going to have a rose without a thorn, just like they were not going to have a lily or lilies without a thorn. I want you to notice this also. The thorns came first before there was a sight of a lily. The lily was not in sight when the thorns came. You had to trust that the lily would come later on. Thorns come first. And then comes the lily. It was from the thorns of the Bedford jail that came that amazing lily, Pilgrim's Progress. Had there been no thorns, we would not have Pilgrim's Progress. Had John Bunyan never been in jail, we would never have known Pilgrim's Progress. It was while he was in jail that his little blind, blonde daughter, I said blind, blonde daughter, came and excitedly said, "Daddy, I've got some good news for you. They're going to let you out of jail." By the way, he spent 12 years in that Bedford jail. "They're going to let you out of the jail, Daddy. All you got to do is make one promise that you won't preach on the streets when you get out of jail." By the way, it was for preaching on the streets that he got put in jail. And John Bunyan looked at his little daughter and said, "Sweetheart, I love you." And looked at this little blonde-headed, beautiful, blind daughter and said, "Honey, if I'm let out of prison today, I'll preach on the streets tomorrow." It was from the thorns of the Bedford jail that came the lily of Pilgrim's Progress. Don't leave me now. From the thorns of blindness came my favorite song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." It was from the thorns of blindness of the author that gave us that song and many, many other songs that we sing in the songbook we have tonight. It was from the, by the way, when the blindness came, there was no lily. Fanny Crosby was a little girl, just a tiny girl. She was already blind, but there was no blessed assurance. There were no gospel songs that had come from her heart through a pen. There had to be some trusting while the thorns were growing, before the lily could come forth. It was from the thorns of the Mamertine prison that we received the lily, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It was from the thorns of the Mamertine prison that gave us the lily. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It was from the thorns of a prison wall that came the words. From the prison wall, the thorns of a prison wall, that came the last stanza of the love of God. Could we, with ink, the ocean fill? And were the sky of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the whole contain the scroll, though stretched from sky to sky. From the thorns of a prison cell came that amazing stanza of the love of God. From the thorns of loneliness came, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. From the thorns of loneliness, Charles Weigel, my good friend, who's in heaven, has been for a number of years, lived to be almost 100. His wife, who did not want to be the wife of, she left him. And by the way, he was in middle years then. He never married again. He loved the woman. He would never marry. His wife left him, and he wondered if he'd ever preach again. Could he ever be an evangelist? Who would ask him to preach a revival meeting? He picked up his pen, and from the thorns of that loneliness we got, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. From the thorns in the flesh of the Apostle Paul came the lily. His grace is sufficient for thee. Had there been no thorns, many of these lilies would never have been given to us. It was from the thorns of stoning that came the lily of the fiery furnace. And the Son of God himself walking with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. But let me remind you something. When they went in the fiery furnace, they did not know the Son of God is going to be in there. I'm sure they said, I don't understand this. We've been faithful. And I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When you see the thorns, don't despair. The lily's on the way. It was from the thorns of Calvary that grew the lily. It is finished. It was from the thorns of the brow of our Savior, the crown of thorns, if you please, that came the lily. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. It was from the thorns of the death of a little 9-year-old girl. Walking across the Greenville, South Carolina highway one day, a drunken driver veered out of his lane and hit this little 9-year-old girl. And she was taken by death immediately. No one understood why. I'm sure that somebody doubted God. Why didn't this girl have a chance? Why didn't she get to live a normal life? It doesn't seem right. And I'm sure that people had prayed for that girl to do something for God someday. But from the death, the thorns of the death of that little girl, rose the lily of the ministry of the great Dr. Harold Seidler, her father. From the thorns of a child's death, a young evangelist had just finished a meeting. On his way home, he called his wife, and his wife said, our baby died. From that death of that young evangelist, the thorns of that death, came the lily we call Dr. Lee Robertson. No thorns, no lily. No thorns, no Lee Robertson. No thorns, no Harold Seidler. No thorns, no Pilgrim's Progress. No thorns, no blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. From the thorns of a mother's death and the thorns of denominational ouster came the lily we know as Dr. John R. Rice. who at the age of 6 said goodbye to his mother and took his stand against Baylor University's teaching evolution from its classroom and got on the radio in Fort Worth, Texas and preached against his own alma mater. Dr. Rice graduated from Baylor University and got on the radio and preached against the teaching of evolution. And they came to him and they said, "We'll oust you from the Tarrant County Baptist Association unless you recant and stop your preaching against Baylor University." You didn't tell Dr. Rice what to preach. In fact, if you told him what not to preach, you just told him what to preach. I was with him one time in North Carolina, in Winston-Salem. He preached against cigarettes. Half the crowd worked at one of those cigarette factories down there, cancer-making places. And boy, they riled up against Dr. Rice. I'll never forget it. On Monday night, we were there 5 nights. On Monday night, they said, "He just mentioned it, by the way." And they got mad. Tuesday morning, he preached on the sins of tobacco. Tuesday night, the sins of tobacco. Wednesday morning, the sins of tobacco. Wednesday night, the sins of tobacco. All week long, he preached on the sins of tobacco. I'm saying, from the thorns of that man that took his stand came the lily. We call Dr. John R. Rice. And the lily of his sword of the Lord. From the thorns of blindness and deafness came the lily we call Helen Keller. Can you imagine how people must have wondered why that girl was blind and deaf? Can you imagine how some mother could have gotten bitter and said, "God's not good to me"? Let me tell you something. Take God off trial tonight. You say, "Well, I don't understand." You don't have to understand it as long as He understands it. From the thorns of blindness and deafness came the lily of Helen Keller. From the thorns of bondage came Daniel. From the thorns of bondage came Esther. From the thorns of bondage came Ezekiel. From the thorns of bondage came Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those marvelous lilies. From the thorns of the jungles of Africa came a lily called David Livingstone. Sick, his wife ill, slandered by preachers with false accusations, David Livingstone kept exploring Africa. And as he cut out the underbrush of Africa, he planted the gospel of Jesus Christ. Had there been no suffering, had there been no thorns, Africa would never have gotten the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know the story. When David Livingstone died, he was so famous. Westminster Abbey, that great church that admits it's a funeral, admits it's a cemetery. There are thousands of cemeteries called churches that don't admit it. Kings are buried in the walls of Westminster Abbey. Prime ministers buried in the wall of Westminster Abbey. Famous poets and authors buried in the wall of Westminster Abbey. The black men came from Africa and said, "We want to bury him in Africa." And the leaders of England said, "He belongs to England. He was no African. He was an Englishman. We want to bury him in Westminster Abbey and give him the kind of burial he deserves." But the black men said, "He lived with us. He gave his life to us. Let us bury him in the soil of Africa." And the English government said, "We'll not grant that request." The black men began to cry and they said, "All right, his heart was with us. Let us have his heart." And the English government agreed to give the black men of Africa the heart of David Livingstone. And they went into his body and they cut out his heart. And tonight you can go to Westminster Abbey and see the burial place of David Livingstone. That is, all but his heart. But his heart is buried in Africa, in African soil. And from the thorns of suffering and slander and attack and illness and the illness of his wife, there came the lily called David Livingstone. There never has been a lily without a thorn, ladies and gentlemen, in God's garden. From the thorns of prison came the lily called John Bunyan. From the thorns of blindness came the lily called Fanny Crosby. From the thorns of one of the most tragic things in the world came the lily called Dr. J. Harold Smith. When Dr. Smith was a young man, he was an old-fashioned fighting fundamentalist. And one day, one night, he had a dream. He dreamed that his son burned to death. And he woke up from that dream, a nightmare, dreaming that his son had burned to death. And he went to his office the next morning. His wife called him and said, "Our son is burning to death." And the dream that he had the night before became reality. And from the thorns of that boy burning to death, there came the lily of the ministry of J. Harold Smith. From the thorns of stoning came the lily called Stephen. From the thorns of illness in his own body and the body of his wife and being voted out of the London Baptist Association with only 7 votes for him came the great lily called Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Somehow we want to grow great people without thorns. We want victories without battles. We want roses without thorns. We want to win without fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, there never has been victory unless somebody struggled. From the thorns of the death of a child who was laid in Burmese soil, and another child who was laid in Burmese soil, and then his wife was laid in Burmese soil, came the lily we call Adoniram Judson, one of the greatest missionaries who ever lived. And it's not surprising that when Rick Martin went to the Philippine Islands, for years his little daughter suffered illness and they had to bring her back to the States and back to the Philippines and back to the States and back to the Philippines. And from the thorns of suffering and heartache and anxiety came the greatest missionary work in the world today. From the thorns of being sold as a slave came a lily called Joseph. From the thorns of bondage there came a lily called Moses. From the thorns of Calvary they came a lily called salvation by grace through faith. From the thorns of cancer came Marlene Evans. What a lily. From the thorns of a drunken husband and the thorns of a child born retarded and afflicted. From the thorns of that little child dying at the age of 7. From the thorns of another little child dying at the age of 7. From the thorns of a drunken husband. From the thorns of being forsaken. From the thorns of depression. From the thorns of a war when her boy had to go off to the service. From the thorns of poverty, from the thorns of heartache, came the great coastal Mary Hiles, the lily I call my mother. From the thorns of attack and struggle came this lily we call First Baptist Church of Hammond. It is no surprise that the largest church in America has been the most attacked church in America. And the lily of 20,000 people walking these aisles last week came after the thorns of adversity came. And the lily of 11,000 plus people being baptized last year came the lily. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't understand when the thorns come. Why all these thorns? Why the suffering? Why the heartache? Hey, you don't have to know right now. I'll promise you this. The lily's on the way. From the thorns of attack and struggle came the lily called Job. From the death of 10 children, you think we're doubting?
You think we're wondering? Can you imagine what Job thought when Job saw the thorn of financial adversity? When Job saw the thorn of him losing his health? When Job saw the thorn of a child dying, and another, 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 and another. And he stood there with 10 little caskets lying side by side and laid to rest his 10 children. Why, those little kids were simply thorns pointing to the coming of a lily. We wouldn't have had the patience of Job, that amazing lily, if we hadn't have had the thorns, or he hadn't had the thorns. From the thorns of life come the lilies. As a lily among the thorns is my beloved. He was saying, among other things, my beloved has been tested by adversity. My beloved knows the sharp pricks of the thorns. My beloved knows the negative. My beloved knows the battles. My beloved knows the weary nights. You'll never know the thorns that gave us this lovely soprano that sits behind me. My lily. You'll never know the thorns that she's endured. I've known a few thorns. I've known the thorns of poverty, the child. I've known the thorns of no cover at night. Mother putting the sofa pillow over my feet to keep my feet warm because we had no blanket, no quilt. I've known the thorns of having to get newspapers and stuff them in the windows to keep the howling winter winds out of a house. I've known the thorns of sitting down at a table where we had no food to eat on Thanksgiving Day. And my little mother bowing her head with an empty plate here, an empty plate there. And not a bite of food on the table, not a piece of bread. And thanking God for the food. I've known those thorns in my life. I've known the thorns of being on my knees at the door of our little place. And my drunken daddy walking out of our house for the last time. And I looked up and I said, Daddy, wouldn't you rather have me than a bottle of whiskey? And my daddy looked at me and cursed his only son and stepped across my kneeling body and walked away from our house, never to return. I've known the thorns of war. I've known the thorns of depression. I've known the thorns of having to leave my own denomination because I would not support a school that doesn't believe this book. I've known the thorns of my home church calling me and says, we're ashamed of you because you've been voted out of your denomination because you took your stand against the schools and the modernism and liberalism. I know the thorns of having your own deacons that taught you in Sunday school. I know what it's like to have your home church turn their back on you and say you're not welcome anymore behind the pulpit. I've known the thorns of my alma mater president calling me, who had called me just a few weeks before and told me I was one of the two outstanding students in the 100-year history of East Texas Baptist College. I know the thorns of having my teachers in college and my college president, my alma mater, tell me I'd never be welcome again behind the pulpit of the East Texas Baptist College. I've known the thorns of friends of a lifetime turning their backs and walking away. I've known the thorns of, in 24 hours, every speaking engagement I had scratched off of my calendar. I've known the thorns of battles here. I've known the thorns of them setting our house, trying to set our house on fire. I've known the thorns of being shot at twice. I've known the thorns of a tornado destroying a building and a fire destroying half of the buildings here. I've known the thorns of battles, attacks on my character. I've known the thorns
of a daughter having one of the worst cases of lupus you've ever seen in your life. I've known the thorns of disappointment because of our son, who, by the way, is doing real well tonight. But I know the thorns of burying my dreams. That I told him just the other day, I said, "Son, if you hadn't messed up, I'd probably be Pastor Emeritus of First Baptist Church tonight, and you'd probably be Pastor. I know the thorns of burying some dreams. I know the thorns of the night. Late at night, I was out of town. And I went out, took a walk. And I said, 'Dear God, will it ever stop? Will it ever stop? Will the thorns ever stop?' And my God spoke to my heart and said, 'Yes, the thorns will stop, but so will the lilies.' And I said, 'I'll keep the thorns. I'll keep the thorns.' All I've said tonight, and I'm finished, all I've said tonight is, don't you doubt omniscience. Don't you doubt the wisdom of omniscience. Don't you doubt the power of omnipotence. And don't you doubt the ability of omnipresence. Our God is a great God. Of course I can't understand Him. Hallelujah. Thank God I can't understand. If I could, He wouldn't be much of a God. David looked up and said, 'Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. For out of the mouths of babes and sucklings is Thou ordained strength, that Thou mightest destroy the enemy and the avenger. When I consider Thy heaven, the work of Thy fingers, the sun, the moon, which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast put all things under his hands, all sheep and oxen, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. I'm a little nobody. I'm a little finite, puny piece of dust, watered down in a little cup. That's all I am. But the great omnipotent, omnipresent King of kings and Lord of lords, He knows what He's doing." Our Heavenly Father, I've delivered my soul tonight to try to settle Thy people. You know I've doubted You sometimes. You know I've looked up and said, "I don't understand this." You know that. A lot of our folks tonight have done the same thing in the last few days. Just like all of us do when we see the thorns and feel the prick, the pain of the piercing of the thorns. But thank God, the thorns are simply an announcement. A lily is on the way. Bless our people tonight and settle us. Amen. Shall we stand? The choir will sing.